Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 73rd Venice International Film Festival. Fred is a web international radio partner of the festival, and I would like to give a very warm welcome to Amy Adams and Aaron Taylor Johnson, protagonist of Nocturnal Animals by Tom Ford. Welcome, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
My first question is very basic. How was this experience? How is Tom Ford, and how did you get involved in this film?
Okay, that's three questions. How was the experience? The experience was like no other. It was extraordinary. Personally, for me in this character, it was psychologically really intense and grueling, and some of the certain scenes that I had with Jake Gyllenhaal, you know, it was almost my job, my duty to kind of rub him up the wrong way and really get reactions out of him, and that's daunting, you know. That's a real challenge, considering I think Jake's a phenomenal actor and hugely experienced, and someone who is very in nature very confident and charismatic, yet my character had to make him feel vulnerable, and so that was a real hard challenge. Tom Ford is amazing. Well, that was the other question. How's working directing with Tom?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
incredible. You know, I just give myself over to him. I really put all my trust in his hands, and he makes you feel that way. He's very decisive and very particular, and that's all you really want. He knows exactly what he wants, and that was great. And I can't remember the third one now.
I want you, but that's
I'll
you.
I'll start with what I think the third one was,
which
was how we came to the script.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
And that's more interesting coming from you.
Okay. Well, I mean, I actually got a phone call from my manager and said, "I love this character. I love this character. You have to do this." And so I said, "Yeah. I mean, Tom Ford, absolutely. Let's go meet him and see what this is all about." Because when I read the script, it looked nearly impossible. It was a beautiful script, beautifully drawn characters, but sort of the way you would move in between not only time, but in between a story and reality seemed so daunting. And when I talked to Tom about it, he had such a clear idea about what the emotional undercurrent would be throughout the whole movie that would help you move through time and reality, and it really made me very excited to kind of take on this very challenging script.
From what you said in the press conference, that made me think that the idea that you had of your characters might have changed or might have been different from what he had in mind, so you discussed it together. Was that correct? Was this a process?
I think anything like that's a process, but I mean, that's how I pick jobs now. It was all based around the filmmaker, because it's always their vision. But yeah, I think there's always initial thing. These characters, I think we all found it kind of different and challenging, and that's why we all wanted to dive in, because it was an unknown thing. We didn't quite relate to necessarily on page, but when you speak to someone like Tom, who has such a specific view and a vision for these characters, and can express quite eloquently what he wants, then you start to fall in love with that character and want to create and collaborate with him, and it just grows from there, and then you know in that point as well that's someone you want to work with.
Yeah, absolutely. The collaboration is huge. And coming to any project, you always come with your ideas, the director comes with theirs, and somewhere in the middle you both let go, and that's when the magic happens. And Tom really knew when to let go, and he knew when to step in, and that was what was really beautiful about his execution as a director.
Plus, he takes care of everything, the aesthetics. There are three different colors, three different narrative levels in the film. Could you tell that? Because everything is different, even the way your makeup is, the way what you're dressing. Could you tell how much was he into every details?
He had every costume fitting, hand pinning those clothes on me the way that he wanted them to fit. There was no sort of let's show him a picture. He was there, and I so appreciated that. And you know, but he was like that in all the details. He would come in and you know, he would create the texture of the environment with lighting, and we had such a great cinematographer that he worked with.
It
was, but there was you never felt that you were walking into something that every part of it was telling a part of the story. Yeah.
Was there always the idea that your character wouldn't change? I mean, is Jake Gyllenhaal in the film is trying to get a reaction from you, something, and you never give it, you never give it away. I mean, you never, you're not even 1 minute thinking that you did something right. It doesn't even come into your mind. Was that always the...
Yeah, I think, I guess that was the way Tom envisioned that him, his just this, you know, essentially I'm this sort of fictional character that doesn't break.
In my mind, it's funny because when I watch it and when I was playing Susan, you represent the violence.
Right.
The violence. And violence is immovable. Violence doesn't have degrees.
He doesn't crack, yeah.
No,
he doesn't crack. It's until Tony shuts it down,
it's
I guess.
Beautiful.
So he's this disease, he's this tumor that, you know, that needs to be, it doesn't progress or transform any more than what it is.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.